somebody you wanted to be with for a long time. Traffic's backed up. You can't go forward. You can't go back. You're just sitting there. Talk about romantic. Oh, God, it's delightful. Of course, one time, though, I got stuck in the snow with my daddy. Ah! Well, we'd all been ice skating, me and Daddy and Becky Lou Buckholzer. And coming back, traffic was jammed up. We must have had 2 feet of snow. It was picturesque, but we couldn't go forward. We couldn't go back. It looked like we was there for the duration. So I'm driving. Becky Lou sitting in the middle. And there's Daddy. Boy, you know what, Daddy says, you know, we did a lot of drinking there on the ice. I said, yeah. He said, what are we going to do now? I got to go to the bathroom. Becky Lou said, so have I. I said, so have I. Don't you get any idea, Daddy? Here's how we're going to go. Out the window. Now watch this. We can do this with a semblance of dignity. And I rolled down my window. I got on my knees. And neat as you please, I went out my window. And Daddy said, well, I think I can handle that. He unlimbers and he hauls off out my window. Right across, Becky Lou. Right across me. Out my window. I said, Daddy, you're supposed to use your window. He said, no, boy, this is more fun. Look at this. Look at the range. Look at the velocity. Muzzle velocity. It was horrible. Becky Lou's trying to turn her head. I mean, she's right there next to eye level, you know. I was awful. I said, Daddy, stop it. I sucked in my belly. I didn't want him to get me. Well, then his spray, the vapor was bad enough. Oh! And then finally, you know, he had to go bad. So he come out gangbusters. But then as he tapered off, he done slop right across me and Becky Lou. I said, oh, Daddy, how can you do that? He just laughs as he resipped that thing. He said, boy, that's one of the sweetest pleasures known to man, you know. I said, Daddy, that was Becky Lou looking at me. She said, I didn't want to see that. Neither, I didn't want to look at that thing. I said, I know you, I didn't want to look at it either. And I said, y'all are just crazy. This is an emergency situation. We're going to take emergency procedures. Now, Becky Lou, it's your turn. I said, Daddy, you ain't helping Becky Lou. She said, what am I going to do, Nino? I can't go outside. I said, what you do? Daddy, you're going to turn your head. You hear me? You're going to turn your head. Becky Lou, you're going to switch seats with me. You're going to come and hang your sweet derriere out my window. He said, well, all right, but your daddy ain't going to look at me. I said, don't you worry. Sure enough, me and Becky Lou kind of jumped around, juxtapositioned ourselves. And I said, Daddy, you turn your head. I grabbed his head and I turned it out the other window. I said, hey, go ahead, Becky Lou. Well, sure enough, Daddy hit that door handle as soon as he heard her silken satin rustling. And he was out that door running around the other side. She just grabbed him. He said, oh, man, look at that sweet pig behind. She said, I can't go with him looking at me. I said, Daddy, get away from that. She said, I can't go. I said, Daddy, get back in here. I grabbed him, wrestled him out here, turned his head. I said, she was good. She said, I can't go. My behind's cold. I said, Becky Lou, you got to go. She said, I can't go. I'm afraid your daddy gonna look at me. I said, oh, God, get in here. So there she is back in the middle again. Daddy on one side, me behind the steering wheel. She said, I'm in pain. I said, why don't you just go right there? She said, you wouldn't think foul of me if I just went right here. I can't go with people looking. I can't go when it's cold on my behind. I just can't. I said, well, Becky Lou, go right where you are. We don't mind. He said, Daddy said, no, I don't mind at all. So sure enough, three of us looking straight ahead. Becky Lou cut loose right there in the seat. It was quiet for about a minute. Finally, Daddy said, ah, yeah. It's the most fun I've had since Hot Springs, Arkansas.